Good morning, friends and comrades. It's the top of the rotation, and before we get started, an apology. It's been brought to my attention that there were some technical difficulties during a recent Bach & Barker-sponsored financial literacy course that we broadcasted here at 89.X1. I have been made aware that this unfortunate recording error made it seem as though the 89.X1 team wasn't entirely supportive of Bach & Barker Financial Services. This is absolutely not the case. We here at 89.X1 headquarters love nothing more than unannounced guests turning up with mandatory content for our independent radio broadcast. I, for one, walked away with a valuable insight into reevaluating my breakfast choices, and I'm sure you did too, listener. So, on behalf of myself and the entire team here, I would like to extend a sincere, heartfelt, earnest, profound, unambiguous. Did I say sincere? Yeah. Well, double sincere, utterly sincere apology to our friends, nay, family, at Bach & Barker Financial Services. Thank you for everything you do to uphold the status quo. And now, a coalition-mandated message.
Join the army that everybody can belong to, the Army of Community Chest Campaign Workers. 60,000 volunteers are needed to carry on this war against broken homes, all kinds of trouble. Do your part in keeping our home front strong. Be a Community Chest Campaign Worker.
And we're back. Now that we've gotten apologies out of the way, I do have an 89.X1 community appreciation. As some of you know, we recently received a supply shipment that went a long way in lifting our spirits. We are oh so grateful for any donations that keep our stomachs full and things running smoothly at the remote desert planet. But this delivery contains something extra special. A listener sent us Brave Robot ice cream. If there's a faster way to a sweaty, harassed broadcaster's heart than deliciously animal-free frosty magic, I'm not aware of it. That the stars aligned and 5 full pints made it here temperature-controlled and intact was a win we all needed. Deepest gratitude from a very food-motivated radio station. And now, this day's non-news information updates. But first...
News is a protected speech content category and, as such, can only be crafted and delivered by organizations certified by the Coalition of Free Autonomous States. Any organization purporting to present news, facts, or truth without a CFAS-issued license is in violation and will be held criminally liable. Non-licensed media organizations must still adhere to the Information Responsibility and Restraint Ordinance and the Council on Community Positive Sentiment Regulation. Failure to adhere to the Coalition guidelines will result in criminal liability.
That never gets old. The Coalition has decided to sanction Interplanetary Court of Justice staff members in a move certified news media organizations are calling totally justified. The Coalition assures its citizens that this utterly baffling decision will do nothing to derail judicial independence, and we can absolutely trust that that's true, because the Coalition says it's true. Sure does feel good to have complete confidence in your elected officials. Speaking of the judicial system, we here at 89.X1 wanted to take a moment to highlight some of the many CFAS legislative actions being taken all across the galaxy to ensure citizen safety. New laws are being implemented to criminalize common protester tactics, specifically with the intent to strip violators of their voting rights. Moves are being made to decriminalize vehicular violence towards protesters. And, in unrelated non-news, vehicular attacks are on the rise with at least 18 instances of ramming by ground and space personal transport. Anti-coalition groups are labeling these instances as deliberate. But don't be alarmed by these numbers. Accidents do happen. We all know how easy it is to run into someone in the vast expanse of space. Ever thoughtful broadcaster L. Hughes has just reminded me I should clarify that our non-news information updates related to new legislation targeting protesters should in no way imply to listeners that there are any protests happening. Rather, as we all live in safe harmony under the Coalition, protesting is very rare and always linked to mental illness rather than a fair critique of leadership. As is the case with People for Equality agitators who have been identified both as anti-coalition terrorists and as generally unwell without a specific psychological diagnosis, and with the public understanding that mental illness is a reason to discredit someone entirely and dismiss their actions rather than any medical understanding of how mental illness would actually manifest. So with that, I'll just ground up some breakfast and an extra large coffee that means I'll never be a homeowner. I can join you again shortly.
Thank you. richer, stronger Hills Brothers Coffee. And new instant Hills Brothers Coffee. The first instant coffee that smells like coffee.
Aroma.
Hills Brothers.
Real coffee aroma.
Hills Brothers. New instant coffee.
Enjoy real coffee aroma and wonderful fresh brewed taste. It's the first instant coffee that smells like coffee and tastes like a good, good coffee should.
Smells and tastes just like fresh brewed. New instant Hills Brothers coffee.
It's the first instant coffee that smells like coffee and tastes like a good, good coffee should.
Hills Brothers.
And I'm back with my breakfast and a cup of coffee that tastes like coffee. If only it smelled like good, good coffee should. I'm kidding. It smells and tastes like coffee because that's what it is. We do have fun. But I'm afraid, between the levity, I have to fit in just a touch more not-so-fun information. I know. That's kind of what we do here. At least, it's what we try to do here, and what we will continue to try to do here regardless of how hell-bent a certain persistent force may be on preventing our work. So, as we mentioned earlier, there are, of course, not widespread and consistent protests. They have not been persisting for over 100 days. The coalition has not responded to these protests by brutalizing its citizens. They are not detaining them for rotations without charges, shackled in shuttles before dropping them off a seemingly intentionally inconvenient distance from where they started. They are not backing protesters against a wall or a bridge or a lake or a ravine or a building and then firing tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd. They are not committing the war crime of targeting medics and preventing them from treating injured citizens. They are not wearing military-grade combat gear in city streets to confront unarmed civilians. They are not intentionally destroying any protester food, water, or supplies just because they can. They are not gleefully damaging civilian single-person transport vehicles. They are not confiscating personal protective equipment. They are not firing on journalists who have clearly identified themselves. They are not getting citizen-funded overtime pay to suit up and live out their war fantasy. Which is why we here at 89.X1 have taken it upon ourselves to help dispel these dangerous anti-coalition rumors. If you hear anyone suggest the coalition or CFAS peace officers have taken any of these actions, we want you to know that is simply not the case. And the person who told you that is probably a terrorist. You're welcome. And we just found the line, folks. That alert means it's time for me to take my coffee off mic. This is broadcaster Jay June. Stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned. Hey there, friends and comrades. Thanks for listening to Dispatch from the Desert Planet. It was written, produced, and voiced by me, Morgan Maxwell. If you like the episode and would like to see the pod succeed, please consider leaving us a tip on Ko-fi or Venmo, username Dispatch from the Desert Planet. You can help us for free by subscribing, rating, and reviewing on Apple Podcasts, and keeping up with us on social media. We're Dispatch from the Desert Planet on IG and Dispatch from the on Twitter. Galactic gratitude to our fairy pod parent, Matt Spady, for lending us recording equipment and generally being a fantastic human. To Earl Shear for handling communications, to Bobby Shorts for setting us up with a desktop, and to our Radiant supporters. Because of fan contributions, we've been able to move forward with guest artist collaborations. We're also officially launching our remote Desert Planet HQ with all the bonus content you could possibly want from the DDP world. Read broadcaster journal transcripts, find recipes of the future, catch our media recs, and more. Go to www.dispatchfromthedesertplanet.com and click on the portal to get there. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and stay tuned.